In the Gospel reading today, we are told that St. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she cried out, asking the question, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Now, if we really stop and think about that for a few minutes, we first of all recognize this point of being filled with the Holy Spirit. She was given insight into something she could not have known. Our Lady would only have been a few days with child. She wasn't showing in any way. She certainly didn't say anything to Elizabeth. But Elizabeth knew, because the Holy Spirit had revealed to her the mystery that was going on, taking place in our Blessed Lady's womb. And what a blessing for Elizabeth, as she herself recognized. "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Now we fast forward this a couple of thousand years, and we come to you and me. And what an incredible blessing it would be if the mother of our Lord should come to us. And what an infinitely greater blessing it would be if our Lord himself would come to us. And so now, filled with the Holy Spirit, you recognize a mystery that you cannot see, because you believe that the Son of God is truly present in the form of a piece of bread, that you receive him in Holy Communion. And so it is the exact same Holy Spirit who filled Saint Elizabeth to be able to recognize a mystery that was beyond human comprehension, a mystery of salvation, a mystery of redemption, a mystery that is absolute. The incarnation is not something we can grasp in this life fully, and we will not in the next life either. For the rest of eternity, there is infinitely more of that mystery to be able to enter into and to be able to be filled with that knowledge and with that love. But the incarnation is exactly the same mystery that you receive in Holy Communion. So filled with the exact same Holy Spirit, filled with that same grace to be able to recognize what a gift this is, and to be able to receive our Blessed Lord. But now we have to take it one step further and ask ourselves, have I come to take this for granted? Have I lost that awe, that wonder, that joy? We hear Saint Elizabeth proclaiming who our Blessed Lady is and what a gift it is. But what if Our Lady after that would come over every single day? After a while, she's still the mother of the Lord, but it maybe didn't mean all that much to her anymore. Ask yourself, what, with the knowledge that you have of who is truly present in the Blessed Sacrament, what if you were able to receive Holy Communion only once? As you would come to Mass day after day after day, and you look forward to that day, maybe up the road a number of years yet, and your heart begins to burn and long for that one single time that you'd be able to receive Jesus in Holy Communion, what would be your disposition? What would be the joy? What would be the recognition of our own unworthiness? What would be happening in our hearts as we receive him that one and only time that we had the opportunity to do so? Should it be any different because we can do it every day? No. It is the same Lord. It is the same mystery. We have the same undeserving nature that we have no right to this gift. It is still infinitely beyond us. And if it has become commonplace to us, that we no longer are in awe, that we are no longer filled with joy, then we need to look into our own hearts and ask what has happened. Because if we had that one single opportunity, think of how we would prepare. Think of how we would give thanks. Think of what that would do within us. Or put it another way, this is something Mother Teresa of Calcutta did. She had this in every single sacristy of her nuns throughout the world. And you'll find it in many sacristies still. And it was to the priest. So take it away from yourself for a minute and ask yourself, what should the priest be like? He's got the privilege to be able to offer Holy Mass, to offer the sacrifice of Jesus. It's the greatest privilege in the entire universe. And we do it every day, and how often we just go through the motions and take it for granted. What would you say to that priest? Mother Teresa put it very beautifully. It said simply, "Priest of God, say this Mass as though it were your first Mass, your last Mass, your only Mass." People of God, who have been filled with the Holy Spirit to recognize the mystery of Jesus Christ truly present in the Holy Eucharist, receive our Blessed Lord today as though it were your first time, your last time, your only time. Look at the disposition of your heart toward Jesus, and if you can put it that way, the first time, the last time, the only time, what would I be doing differently? That's what we need to do every time.